His Chicot stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story by Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, Gear Corps in North Canaan received a nod from Planning and Zoning Commission last week for a special use permit to construct a new 120-bed nursing and rehab center. The new facility will replace the 50-year-old center that sits on a knoll above Route 7 just south of the village. The new structure will be on a 46-acre parcel of land with approximately 1,950 feet of frontage on the east side of Route 7. Just south of the existing building. The construction would cover 18.6 acres. If all approvals are secured, including from the Department of Transportation, the plan is to start site development in the spring and begin construction. The hope is to have the new center completed in 2022 or 2023. The total floor area for the center would be 85,740 feet. In Egremont, Massachusetts, a story by Heather Bielow from the Berkshire Eagle. If you're a marijuana outfit looking to cash in on the border town before its cannabis bylaws hit the books, think again. A flock of residents is now armed with a lawyer waiting, and yes, the town in which most residents voted yes on the state referendum in 2016 to legalize recreational marijuana. After fending off two cannabis entrepreneurs trying to establish sizable businesses at both ends of towns, townsfolk are keeping tabs on municipal agendas. Less than an item slipped past their radar, similar to stories in towns throughout the county since the legalization. And after the state's Cannabis Control Commission got its own rules in order, South County is an attractive area because of its proximity to two states where pot is illegal. And there's a fairly widespread agreement on this, that it's a profit bubble that will bust when all of that changes. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to release a new guidance this week about how to safely reopen schools, which really can't come too soon for many school districts in the Hudson Valley, Northwest Connecticut, and South County, Massachusetts, that are facing growing pressure to bring students back to school 5 days a week. Parents in many communities have demanding that districts find a way to fully reopen, even as some districts are hemmed in by state distancing rules, space constraints, staffing, and financial questions, as well as the ongoing health and safety concerns. Members of the Northwest Hills Council of Government hosted Katie Dykes, Commissioner of the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, last week at a meeting to talk about trash. The main focus of her talk was the initiative titled Connecticut Coalition of Sustainable Materials Management, which is aimed at helping towns with various feats of municipal waste disposal. Dykes reported 2.3 million tons of waste are generated yearly, with most going to waste disposal plants. That amount is bound to increase, especially because of the tenuous future of MIRA, the waste-to-energy plant in Hartford, which most towns in the Northwest Connecticut area send their trash to. A lot of New England landfills will be at capacity by 2026, so waste will have to be transported to facilities elsewhere in the United States, resulting in an increase in emissions and also costs. State health officials in Connecticut on Friday reported 22 more cases of a more contagious variant of the coronavirus, including Waterbury, Thomaston, Torrington, Southbury, and Oxford. The additional confirmed cases of the B.1.1.7 strain that was initially identified as the UK strain brought the running total of 42 since the first cases were publicly announced on January 7th. The State Department of Public Health reported specimen collection dates for 22 new cases were from January 12th through February 3rd, and the ages of the individuals involved range from 5 to 90. State officials reported 838 cases of COVID-19 out of 37,791 test results received through Thursday. That means the daily positive rate test last week was at 2.2%. The number of active COVID-19 cases in Dutchess County has risen again above 1,000 Tuesday after it dropped to just above 800 for the third time this month. Dutchess County reported less than 100 new cases of COVID-19 in a 24-hour period on Thursday. They reported Friday the number of active cases, though still considered to be infectious, rose by 109 to 1,009. Berkshire County saw no new COVID-19 deaths as of Friday, leaving the total number of people lost to the pandemic at 239, with the confirmed case count up 19 to 4,708. Some meetings coming up today. Well, of course, Town Hall in Sharon is closed today. It is President's Day. In Salisbury, Town Hall on the transfer station is closed today because of, That's right. President's Day. Town of Pine Plains Town Board Workshop Agenda. They have a meeting that is coming up at 7 p.m. It is via Zoom. Coming up on February 16th, the Board of Selectmen will meet on Main Street in Falls Village at 8 a.m. for ongoing budget discussions and also adjustment of town clerk budget and recommendation to the Board of Finance. Bridge discussion and recommendation to the Board of Finance. In Cornwall on the 16th, Cornwall Reads Fiction, Roxana Robinson and Anna Karenina. That is via Zoom. Also in Cornwall tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen have a Zoom meeting. Kent Park and Recreation special meeting is tomorrow at 6 p.m. The Village of Millerton regular meeting is tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's being held due to Martin Luther King Day on the 18th. Also note the new start time. It will be on Facebook Live. Town of Sheffield Select Board meeting will be held tomorrow. It is a virtual meeting. To participate, you can call in. More information is available on the Sheffield website. Take notice that the Joint Village of Millerton and Town of Northeast Police Committee will hold an informational meeting on Wednesday at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held via Zoom teleconference. Call the offices with any questions prior to the meeting. Sheffield Finance Committee Board of Selectmen have a meeting set for the 17th. That is at 6 p.m. It is a virtual meeting. Town of North Canaan Planning and Zoning Board of Appeals has a public hearing coming up on February 17th. It is via Zoom. It is at 7 p.m. Once again, for all these meetings via Zoom or remote, check with the town's website for more information. Town of North Canaan, as we said, have that Planning and Zoning Appeals meeting coming up via Zoom. Now, coming up on the 18th, in Cornwall, the Board of Finance will meet via Zoom. Town of Amenia has their town board meeting on Thursday, the 18th, Town Hall at 7 p.m. Remember, you cannot go. You can find it online. Get that information from the town. Pine Plains Town Board meeting is coming up on the 18th at 7 p.m. In Cornwall on the 19th, there's a Red Cross blood drive at the Trinity Retreat Center from 1 until 6 p.m. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversations continues, listening to past differences, being facilitated by Dr. Barry Beal O'Neill. It'll be held once again on February 21st, March 14th, and 28th. From 4 till 5 p.m. It is a Zoom session. Contact the Scoville Library for more information. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start the day off at 31,458.40, the NASDAQ at 14,095.47, and the S&P 500 at 34.83. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.